This Saturday marks 50 years ago that the world heard these words.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Some researchers at a Cambridge company were among those who had major roles in getting Apollo 11 to the moon. As WBUR's Adrian Ma reports, while celebrating the anniversary of the moon landing, that company is now focused on the next moonshot.
In the 60s, engineers and scientists at MIT's Instrumentation Lab got a contract with NASA. The assignment? Get humans to and from the lunar surface alive.
It's hard to think about just how dangerous this was.
Seamus Toohey is director of space systems at Draper, a nonprofit engineering firm that was created when the lab later spun off from MIT. For the Apollo mission, the lab created software so the crew could pilot the spacecraft that would orbit and land on the moon.
But in order to do that, a lot of other things had to be invented.
Like digital flight controls, navigation software, and computer memory.
A lot of things that we think of as modern, whether it's software engineering or flight computers or modern aviation, all came from Apollo. It was almost like a crucible of technology development.
NASA plans to send astronauts to the moon again by 2024. And Draper is one of several companies working on prototypes for a new lunar lander. When I asked Toohey why we should go back, he said,
We can prove to ourselves that we can do great things again, that we can solve big problems.
And he says studying the moon up close could teach us a lot about Earth. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.